Good Day program. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer Horn is here.
Yes, she is. Good morning.
Blown away yesterday.
I know.
Like a captive in her own house.
It's weird how we don't have any weather in Southern California, and then when we have just a little bit, people start to freak out.
Yeah, but how come there was no power? The power lines are all underground.
There was a couple of trees that were down. I don't know what the heck happened, but I had the DWP knock on my door about 10 o'clock yesterday morning and say, "We're really sorry, but is everything working now?" And I said, "Yes, it is. Thank you." Nice. After 12 hours.
Department of Water and Power.
Being out?
Yes. It's like, let's see, that's a... what's the movie that's all about government power? There are a number of movies, but, you know, the guy who shows up, "This is the government speaking.
I know.
We want to know if your power is back on."
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did have a little blonde moment, though.
Did you?
Because I thought that I was trapped in my house. I mean, I had nothing. I had no power at all. And then I have an electronic gate. And so my car was actually trapped inside my driveway, so I thought, until my dad educated me so nicely, that there's like an emergency pin that you can pull. So at least for next time, now I know.
Thanks,
Dad. World War III.
Just pull the pin and the piston comes out, and you can open the gates up by yourself.
If only you had told me that before 10 o'clock yesterday.
Well, might have been around. I might have been able to help you out there, baby cakes. 888-302-3684. So Jennifer Horn, Ken, and Doug are here. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and the Good Day Issues of the Day. Later, speaking of blonde moments, who is the sexiest woman alive? Answering that question, we will be later in the hour. And Lindsay Lohan is about to do something that you would never, ever, 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 ever have thought she was going to do. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, those of you who are worried and full of fear, what's going to happen next? Here's something for you to worry about. Ready? How many people want something to worry about?
I love worrying.
It's a hobby
of mine.
Here we go. The Libyan militants, who are upset because we went into Tripoli and grabbed Abu Anas al-Libi, are saying they're going to now happily attack any gas pipelines, any ships, any planes, anything that belongs to any American company, and any Americans who are wandering the streets of Libya, look out, because we're going to get you.
Right.
We're going to take you into...
We're coming for you.
We call it custody. They call it capture. We want to protect the people of Benghazi and Tripoli and wherever else... Benghazi's not in Libya, though, is it? Where's Benghazi's?
Benghazi's in Libya.
It is in Libya. That's right, too. I had a brain blank there for a minute. Anyway, so the street's going to get closed off. They're going to take matters into their own hands and get all the Americans they can. So you think that back and forth, all of this stuff, it's like dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
They have the trickle-down effect. So we go after this guy, Libby, who apparently was responsible for blowing up the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. Why'd he do that? Because the Americans did something before that Al-Qaeda or others of his ilk didn't like. So he's taking revenge on America doing what he did. So now we take revenge on him, and now somebody's going to take revenge on us because we're taking revenge on him. Where does it stop?
It is a vicious cycle, but
it is.
You do have to. I mean, I don't know. I think America does have to respond to this, don't you think? Whether or not we started it?
To this being what? What is this?
What do you mean? Like to a threat against Americans?
Well, but we responded by getting this guy. We've been tracking him, obviously, for years. This is a 16-year-old deal.
Right.
So what now comes of this? Somebody is going to get captured, perhaps worse, in Libya because of this. So then we're going to go out and seek some sort of retaliation for whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll do. I mean, it just goes back. It's around and around and around. So where does it all stop?
When everybody blows each other up. Probably.
Perfect.
Right.
I mean, it won't stop. That's the thing. Until someone
takes
a stand. And it probably shouldn't be us.
Madness.
Yeah.
It's madness. It is madness. All right, so there's that. I render my decision. 888-302-3684 is appropriate for you to render your decision. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter. Titter. There you go. I just got paid back. All right. For whatever I was thinking. Kenny, what sayest thou, or what sayest our friends and neighbors who follow us on the various social media?
Most of the conversation is about the mess in Washington over the shutdown. And
it's a mess in Washington? What's going on?
It's shocking.
Oh, really? What's happening?
Yeah, Tom says it's all stupid rivalry instead of working for the people who elected them, instead of working for the lobbyists who bought them.
President Obama and House Speaker Boehner no closer to reaching a compromise on the federal spending bill yesterday as the shutdown enters its second week during a visit to the FEMA offices. The president dispelled Mr. Boehner's criticism, the president blocking a path to resolution. He said, "I've said from the start of the year, I'm happy to talk to Republicans about anything related to the budget." All right? You buying that? Good guys, bad guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer, how much of this is a part of your daily conversation with people that you work with or your friends?
About the shutdown?
Yeah, in your 30s. What are people who are in their 30s who are your age? Kenny's in his 40s. People who are cut from that cloth. What are you thinking?
No one in my circle even talks about it, cares, brings it up. Yesterday, I was walking into the grocery store with my cousin, and he said, "It's been a week since the government shut down, and look, everything's still operating." You know, it's just, I think the only thing it's doing is it's alienating younger people from ever wanting to have anything to do with Congress.
Okay.
Is what I think it is doing.
All right.
I had a really cool conversation with someone who suggested that the next presidential nominee would not be a congressperson because no one trusts them. It would have to be a governor.
All right. So here's another. There are a couple of different renderings here on this. I'm going to give you the first one now and the second one in a moment before we get to our 2020 News Quiz question. Your father and I and you run businesses that are related to advertising. That's how we make our living, selling advertising.
We do.
We are filler between the commercials. That's what we do for a living. So I will tell you of a story that yesterday, I was suspecting this because I was told last week I was going to get paid on time because of the government shutdown. And I said, we're not running any ads for anybody. Well, yeah, but the payment comes out of a collective pot. And so we didn't get paid. Well, here's what's happening to sort of go down that food chain or up that food chain. If people are not working, there are so many government workers, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them, in fact, millions of them. And we've got all these people out on the street. There are people who are worried about the shutdown, so they're not spending money. So advertisers who are there to try to get you to buy something or do something, they have decided that if there isn't discretionary money or people are worried psychologically about spending money because the government shut down, then we're not going to advertise. So this week I have four cancellations of various advertising, what do we call them, flights.
Mm-hmm.
For various products and services, because the folks in the advertising agency said, well, people aren't spending any money right now, so let's hold off. So that will affect the bottom line of this program and my company.
Do you buy that? Do you buy into it, though, what they're telling you?
I don't care whether they buy into it or they don't buy
it. Because it obviously is something that they're using as an excuse.
Who's but they?
These advertisers,
I think there are people who are withholding spending. Are you?
Hmm.
Do you feel good about spending?
I don't feel bad about it.
Okay.
I mean, just honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're closer to that coast. I don't know. Ken, are you feeling anything?
I'm closer to my bank account. That's what I'm close to. Or
no, I'm not feeling anything except annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till next month.
And you really be upset.
888-302-3684. Okay, in a minute, I'm going to give you another, this is a lick that Kenny and I took. Actually, I got off on this toot earlier, but I think it's more time and effort here. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience?
We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
The Dex Steph and Good Day program. Tuesday morning, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Doug here in this hour of Good Day to understand what's going on in the world. I have a newsmaker quiz. 2020 Newsmaker Quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right. Who was it that said that this past week that he is suing Major League Baseball to secure his legacy as the savior of America's pastime? Who was that man? Would you like to shake his hand? Would he make your baby fall in love with him? 888-302-3684. Who said this past week that he is suing Major League Baseball to secure his legacy as the savior of America's pastime? Who said that?
Ego much?
888.
No kidding.
888-30. Well, when you figure out who it is, maybe you can figure it out from that.
Oh, I already know.
888-302-3684. Who was it that said, when he sued Major League Baseball, he was doing it to secure his legacy as the savior of America's pastime? Who is this guy? 888-302-3684. Give me a chance to work that over. Meanwhile, in the next half hour, as we find out, we're going to spend some time with Dr. Ron Hoffman, talking about a couple of medical issues, including a new malaria vaccine. That looks fairly interesting. Who's the sexiest woman alive? Sounds like, what was that line? Alive, alive, it's alive! That was Gilda Radner's husband, Gene Wilder, in some movie. Lindsay Lohan's in the news. Plus, I'm going to tell you why I think we need to KO a part of government. 21 after, this is Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
This is a contestant named Diego, no relation to San. The song is called In the Midnight Hour. Man, it doesn't sound like any version of The Midnight Hour I've ever heard before.
It's Rocky.
This is a Billy Idol song, but...
Uh-huh. No, it's not the other minute.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. Okay, crank it up for a minute, Michael. From last night's The Voice. So, as you know, The Voice, the theme here is that the various coaches, Adam and CeeLo and whomever, try to get somebody. But if they like them, they turn around and try to get them on their team. They explained here why they didn't turn around.
Because it was terrible.
I'm going to come at you totally straightforward. I have one slot left, and I just got to be, like, stupid picky. You got CeeLo going, too. I know he's a big
fan. I know, that's one of my favorites. Man,
I'm shocked. I am shocked that CeeLo didn't
lose. Well, it's the same thing with me. I only got 3 slaps, and it's just like, yo.
I know.
Man, I thought you were really good. I don't know what in the hell I would have done with you, but I don't But as far as Coach, I thought you sang really good.
Thank you.
Well,
the energy was coming through the speakers. We couldn't see anything, and those are moments I love when you can just feel that someone's up there really giving it all they got.
Them.
We're just being really choosy at this point.
All right, okay.
Really,
so they're all being choosy. That's it. Blah blah.
Nice.
Blah.
Nice. I know. It doesn't
they're
make
all
you
too
better.
Nice.
Make you feel good.
It doesn't make you feel better.
25 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Late night monologues now with Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, and David Letterman, who signed up for another 2 years yesterday at $20 million a year. Not a bad deal for the late show, CBS.
Well, according to Pew Research, immigration is on the rise in this country. As you know, immigrants come here to do the jobs Americans don't want to do. You know, like running the government, okay? Can we get some? Thank you. According to a CBS News poll, when it comes to the government shutdown, 72% of Americans blame the Republicans, while 61% blame the Democrats. That adds up to 133%. This is why we have a debt crisis, okay? That's 133%. And you know... Did you see Boehner today in the news? What is it? Boehner said he stayed by the phone all weekend waiting for the president, but he never called. Stayed by the phone. What is this, 1965? But the cell phone hasn't been invented. Oh, let it please be him. Oh, dear God. It must be him.
the government shutdown is still messing up everything. It's just, actually, Joe Biden had to cancel his appearance at a Democratic fundraiser tonight because of the shutdown. And it got kind of awkward when they announced that Biden wasn't coming and they raised twice as much money. It just didn't understand. It didn't make sense. But very interesting turn of events. The whole mess with the shutdown isn't making anyone happy. A new survey found that 9% of Americans have considered giving up their U.S. citizenship because of the constant arguing in Washington. Not good. Today, even Obama was like, "Are you sure I wasn't born in Kenya? I never saw a birth certificate." Can you believe that? 9% of Americans would give up their citizenship because of all the fighting in D.C. You know things are bad when people are getting caught at the Mexican border. They're being sent back to America. You go away with this. I gotta get out of here, man. We wanted to find out what people were thinking about all of this, so we put out our own survey about the shutdown. The answers were pretty surprising. Take a look at this. The first question was, what is the best solution to the congressional fighting? 10% said Democrats should negotiate with Republicans. 35% said Republicans should give in and fund Obamacare. And finally, 55% said settle it Hunger Games style.
Yeah, what are the bows and arrows?
Right, I know.
Yeah. All right, answer to our 2020 news quiz, the Newsmaker quiz coming up, plus lots of other and the various and sundry things that continue on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Following the outbreak of measles and whooping cough in Texas, should states leave it entirely up to parents to vaccinate, encourage them, or even require vaccination in such cases of contagious diseases?
I think in some cases, under some circumstances, you would have to require. But as a general rule, you strongly encourage with education and the rest parents to vaccinate. You don't want a backlash. You don't want to lay down the law and then people just don't do it.
You know, it's very simple. If you don't want to vaccinate your kids, don't have kids. This story fascinates me in that it was really a number of prominent liberal activists in Hollywood who tied vaccinations to autism, and then suddenly you had evangelical communities listening to these people who have started doing this. The science doesn't prove what they're scared of. It makes me so mad.
This is what scientific ignorance does to you.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Get back to work here.
Please, tuck them back in your mouth.
The things that you need to know about today, the important stories, courtesy of the Good Day Gang. Hello, 33 FM. Hello.
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 Hello. So we have a lot of things to do in this half hour. Ron Hoffman is going to be here to talk to us about the new malaria vaccine that the various drug makers are trying to get approved. Is that a good idea or not?
Well, vaccines, do you want to have malaria?
I have a strong immune system. I don't have to worry about anybody shooting something up my arm or my butt.
So you feel comfortable in your immune system going into a room with malaria-laden mosquitoes and just hanging for a little bit?
What room would that be, please?
Well, this room that I've created in my mind. And I see you sitting on a chair.
Well, the malaria room. Right. I remember being, this is sort of an interesting, I have told this story in the year before. One of the things I'm most thankful for in my life, and there are so many things that I am thankful for, is the ability that I have to travel around the world at the invite of people to tell stories and see things being done. I remember when the group that brought me over to Africa, I went to Addis Ababa, Mother Teresa had a clinic there, and the hospital was filled with people who were dying of malaria, of AIDS, of various other things. And I remember as I walked into the room with somebody from the State Department, as a matter of fact, looking at these people and the unbelievable expressions in their eyes. They knew they were dying, and they just looked up, and I remember one man looking at me, and the expression in his eyes is something I can never, ever, ever forget. And he was dying of malaria. And I thought to myself, I thought I was a little fearful of going in there with all that stuff.
First, but, is this catching?
Right, yeah. Well, it isn't.
Uh-huh.
And neither is AIDS. So, you go into these places like this, and you see and you think and you, among other things, when you have empathy for people, but then you think, because we mostly always think about ourselves in circumstances like this, you give thanks for the fact that you don't have, nor do you presume you ever will have, something like this. But that doesn't keep you away from wondering, why do these people have these maladies? It's malaria, AIDS, whatever it is. Why do people get sick? And it's, you know, it's a moderately complicated philosophical question, but yet, you know, when it gets down to the brass tacks, as you're suggesting, malaria is not pleasant, and so this is probably something that in certain parts of the world, the malaria, drug, or whatever they're going to do with a vaccine, will probably be a big help. And that's why there's a lot of money behind it, because there's a lot of money to be made. All right, simple as that. Speaking of money, the United States government is shut down to a point. Not many people are being affected by it. But as we look at the money that's being spent, which is what we ought to be doing, I have come across or upon something that really disturbs me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the high incarceration rate of people who commit acts that are considered crimes, but are they crimes? I'm talking about other than the murderers and the thieves and the robbers that ought to be in jail, 54% of the prisoners in federal penitentiaries are imprisoned for drug crimes, most of them using. At $40,000 a year, how does this make any sense? The war against drugs has been a miserable failure, like the war against alcohol was during the 1920s and 30s. Didn't work then, doesn't work now. The only thing is we've created this business, this thing called prison, and the guards and the unions and all of the things that are tantamount to basically confronting something that we can't do anything about.
Well, and we've also created a society of addicts. Don't you think?
No.
You don't think that we have?
No, I think that
with over-prescribing from doctors? And
well, that may be.
I think that we have, in some way, contributed towards the addiction problem.
I guess when I think about illegal drugs, I think about cocaine and marijuana and stuff.
But the prescription ones are even more dangerous now, I think.
Let's ask.
Let's ask him some questions.
Dr. Hoffman. In a few minutes. All right, that'll be a good thing. Meanwhile, time for our 2020, this is a newsmaker quiz. The question arises, trying to identify a fellow who this past week said he's suing Major League Baseball to secure his legacy as the savior of America's pastime. Deborah's listening in Northern Arizona. Welcome to Good Day, Deborah. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Hi, how are you?
Well,
I'm listening to you guys. You're keeping me up.
That's good. Well, we don't want you to go to sleep because you're liable to lose some
information.
Yeah,
we want you to stay up with the rest of us. Misery loves company.
I know. I feel pretty miserable now.
Please, Deborah, we need no more misery here than we already have.
Well, at least my business is open anyway.
What's your business?
I'm a barber, actually.
Are you?
Oh, cool. I could use a haircut. Do you
What town are you in?
I'm over in Kingman.
Kingman, Arizona.
Yes, all right. Sir.
And next time I'm in Kingman, I'm going to come get a haircut from you. How's that for a deal?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Where are you, on the main drag?
No, I'm up north end of town.
North end of town.
Family Barbershop. Kingman Family Barbershop.
All right. So everybody remember that in Kingman, Arizona, the Kingman Family Barbershop, where Deborah cuts her hair. So you must have good forearms then, because it takes good forearms to be able to move the...
Funny you say that. I'm dealing with a shoulder injury, but it's coming back. But
good.
So my answer is
yes.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Yes.
Thinks his legacy is the savior of America's pastime. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think his ego's big enough to say that, yeah.
Right. Well, he's going to make it right for everybody. All right. Good job, Deborah.
Except for himself.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, thank you, Deborah. We'll send you a swell Doug Steffen prize, like a lot of other people in Kingman have won, as we pursue our relationship with those of you who are friendly folks there. Thank you very much. 888-302-3684. All right, so the budget battle continues. The Democrats have the next move, apparently. There are a range of responses to the continuation of the health care rollout. Lots of glitches, lots of criticisms. The government keeps insisting that enrollment systems can be fixed. I thought they said over the weekend they were going to fix them, but they still don't work. What is that all about?
Well, it's because the government's shut down.
It's the government. You're acting surprised here.
No, I just like the way Kenny said that. I think that was great. Yeah. Stand by for a fix, right?
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday we had a storm threat here in the Northeast. I'm going back and forth across the country. Last time I went to California for the weekend. I'm going back again tomorrow. I'm going to catch myself coming and going here. The storm system that came up from the coastal areas where there was a tropical storm, 65-mile-an-hour winds, Louisiana coast, Florida coast over the weekend. So it blew up along the East Coast yesterday and actually landed pretty much on top of New York City. LaGuardia closed down. JFK closed down. 4 feet of snow. This is a combination of a storm system that is probably going to spin around in the Northeast maybe for the next week as the winds have moved around, snow in the plains. So all of this stuff moved into the Northeast, and tornado watches were issued for Washington up the coast into Vermont. We didn't have any problem here in where I am. As a matter of fact, sky's clear this morning. It was raining, but it didn't do much where I am on the farm outside of Boston. But up into Vermont, if you follow the Hudson River up, that's pretty much where it went. South Dakota, early blizzard there. Man, can you imagine? What is this? October? Remember a couple of years ago we had a snow in October here in the end of October here in the Northeast?
It happens. Denver gets snow all the time. Colorado gets snow all the time in October.
Right. Yeah. Well, you can have that, man.
You're done with it.
I am.
Check, please.
Thank you. Yep. See you later, alligator. 888-302-3684. Dr. Ron joins us in a moment. Meanwhile, if you have bags and puffiness under your eyes, you're a man, you're a woman. There's no discrimination here. Both men and women can have these frustrating bags, and many of you don't know what to do about it. You think you have to have an operation, right? You got to have to pull your face. Do you look like Joan Rivers?
Mm-hmm.
No. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that you have puffiness and bags under your eyes. Genucel Stem Cell Therapy, this new technology, clinically proven to instantly affect the part under your eyes that has very soft tissue. And so in 12 hours, you'll see a difference. If you started using it yesterday, you'd see a difference today. Use it for a couple of weeks, you'll see even a more dramatic difference. And then you want to keep using it because the puffiness is not desirable. You want your eyes to look cool, and they will. Genucel contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, this patented plant stem cell technology really makes it last. So here's what you do. Call for Genucel, 800-543-9262. And I'm going to say, of course he's going to tell everybody it works because he's getting paid to do so. I've had a number of sleepless nights over the last few months, and I probably would be a candidate for a little bagginess under my eyes as well. But not with Genucel. I look fresh and alive as I always do. So try Genucel. Long-term results, brilliant. 800-543-9262. And when you call that line now, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream that comes along with Genucel. So good skincare products. Hard to find. You'll like these. I know you will. And you don't have to go to the store to get them. Just call 800-543-9262.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I welcome Dr. Ron Hoffman to the program, who's here every week at this time to discuss certain medical issues. I'm sure you've seen the story the new malaria vaccine that GlaxoSmithKline wants to get approved so they can use it around the world by 2015. How bad, Ron, is the malaria problem? We don't seem to have much of one in America, but are we alone in that distinction or not?
Well, incidentally, malaria used to be a big problem in the United States.
Yeah.
A lot of people during colonial times succumbed to malaria. So, it was mostly not through vaccines, but it was through cleaning up the environment, draining swamps, getting people to be aware of the mosquitoes and using mosquito netting that we got rid of that epidemic. In the third world, it is a big problem. And it's an emerging problem because the drugs that we've used against malaria, they don't simply work anymore. There's a lot of resistance that's developing. So a malaria vaccine is one of the holy grails of medicine. So far, we've created vaccines to virtually everything, but malaria has remained very, very elusive. And that's because it's a rapidly mutating parasite. It's here one day, next day it's changed, and it's very hard to create a vaccine that works permanently. Mm-hmm.
Now, what are your feelings, speaking about vaccines, there's a controversy that continues about vaccinations and autism, or things that happen. I'm somebody who's read, learned, and opposed to giving a lot of these vaccines to children when they're young, because whether it's just autism or other things, it seems that because they're still using silver in some of the vaccinations. But is that it, or is it deeper than that?
Well, I think there's a price that we pay for every modern development. You know, even the development of shoes has caused us to have flat feet and painful heels.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly vaccines make it so that we don't have to fight disease in the way that our bodies were originally designed. Now, what they say is, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Well, unfortunately, a lot of people succumb to many of these killer diseases that we now have eradicated with vaccines. So the compromise may be that help ourselves with certain infectious diseases, we may weaken our immune systems and make ourselves more prone to cancer or autoimmune diseases.
So what do you recommend when it comes either to vaccines or to having people enhance their immune system? We find, again, the flu might be a discussion. We've had that one. What about making what's the recipe for having the strongest immune system you could possibly have?
Well, I actually think that the immune system depends to some extent on vaccines, but really one of the best ways to enhance your immune system, especially in the winter, is to take vitamin D. You know, there's not enough sun to go around, and vitamin D is a potent immune enhancer. And there are other vitamins that may be part of that equation. Enough sleep, very, very important. Exercise, in fact, up to a certain point, excess exercise actually depresses the immune system, but adequate regular exercise strengthens the immune system. So you can make yourself invulnerable, but you can make yourself stronger through natural means, and vaccines are only part of the equation.
What's your recommendation as to the amount of vitamin D that one ought to take every day in terms of a supplement?
Well, it depends. Some people require as much as 5,000 international units or even more, but the average person does well with approximately 2,000 international units, so you can't go wrong usually.
So when you see in the bottle IU, it means international units.
Yes, correct. That's the measurement.
And, it doesn't mean the United Nations
milligrams.
Is distributing it. Yeah. All right. So are you a believer? I'm trying to circle around the immune system in case those of you at home are dull and you don't get it. The point I'm trying to get out with Ron is how to enhance your immune system. One of the other doctors that's on the program all the time, Jack Stockwell, says if your gut isn't working properly, your systems will break down. Are you a subscriber to that belief?
Well, that's very true. And in fact, there's evidence that your microbiome, the bacteria in your intestinal tract, have a lot to do with immunity. And therefore, there's some studies that suggest that probiotics, for example, taking a daily probiotic can reduce your incidence of upper respiratory infections. That's been shown in some studies in Scandinavia. So that's part of the equation, too. No question.
All right. So you got all of these things. Keep in mind that Dr. Hoffman is somebody who practices in New York. Do you think that people in big cities are more prone to disease and being sick than those who live in the country?
That may be the case. Also, people who live close to farm animals, they seem to have less allergies, paradoxically.
Right. Look at me. I'm proof positive. I have cows all around me, and listen to how strong and how healthy I am. Hoo-ha! All right, Dr. Hoffman, thank you. DrHoffman.com is Ron's website, DrHoffman.com. Lots of great information for you to absorb there. 51 after, this is Good Day.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Good Day program, what are the folks at Google and NASA getting together to do to help you? I'm going to tell you that story. Shelley Palmer, I thought, was going to be back today. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Guys.
Yeah, well, listen.
Hey, the government shut down. Shelley Palmer shut down.
All right, exactly. Also, we got to get to who the sexiest woman alive is, Jennifer, in a moment. But first,
it's me. You revealed it.
I know. Isn't it sweet? All right, technology first, though. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
All right, this is something that you wouldn't necessarily think in the 2 + 2 = 4 department. There were messages on Twitter to the tune of about 100,000 after the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy last month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's about 1/10 of people who watch the show.
Right, we'll tweet about it.
Yeah, not 1/10, sorry, 1/100. But even so, that seems like a lot of posts. And so now Nielsen is going to look at using Twitter to come up with ratings.
That's interesting. Well, TV shows are building in the hashtag now. If you watch shows, they'll put they'll put a hashtag of what they want to trend while you're watching that show, so that they can track it.
Really? That's very interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
That's very informative.
That's what I'm here for.
All right. This is a side project that was started by Brian Kenish back in 2010. Worked for Google to cut out ad tracking during Facebook browsing sessions. Disconnect has gone on to raise funding, that's the name of the company, to work on multiple browsers and sites and create apps for specific users like children, take on more engineers, including a couple more from Google and one from the NSA. I said NASA before. Could have been NASA, but it was really the NSA in my attempts to be truthful. It was the NSA, not NASA, that provided us with another engineer, which basically the bottom line, this Disconnect app allows you to use Google, Bing, Yahoo without being tracked.
Hmm.
Isn't that kind of what we want?
Yeah, I think people want that.
Yeah.
Privacy
the whole,
online.
If you saw The Good Wife this past Sunday, one of the subplots is the NSA tracking, and I don't know whether what went on there, what you saw, is really what happens, but there are a couple of kids listening and following certain conversations of the various members of the law firm, and they're taking things out of context, which I think is what the producers want you to know. They want you to think that that the NSA is screwing up the information that it has.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this new thing, the company launching Disconnect Search, an extension for Chrome and Firefox browsers, lets you, those of you who are using any of these search engines, remain private. The extension works
both ways. Because sometimes I search for weird stuff, and I don't want that on my permanent record.
How do you get this? How do you get this, Kenny?
You do a search for it, and you have to add it to your computer.
Yeah.
Download it.
Disconnect, it's called. All right, check it out. This is Doug's Good Day. Happy you're checking it out here with us on Tuesday morning.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Parents are often advised to consult a child passenger safety technician to determine how to install their child's car seat. These seats are increasingly complicated, but so are all the regulations. In one city, a mother breastfeeding in the car was considered a criminal, but a father holding the child in his lap so he could feed her French fries was okay. Another woman who actually did use the booster seat was charged with a crime because she installed it incorrectly. These things always seem so complicated to the government, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we might simply conclude that the government doesn't belong in our cars. Telling us all how to drive, where to drive, and when to drive is one thing, but now they are also writing the seating chart. Do we really trust the government to care for children better than their parents?
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the...
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.